Are 63, the nays are 34. The nomination is confirmed.
All right, there you have it. John Brennan, the new CIA director of the Senate, says so. This after a 13-hour filibuster by Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky. And that's where we start. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope wherever you are in those nooks and crannies, life is treating you well. Life treats those who I think step out and try to move the needle well eventually. That's what it takes. That's part of that American ingenuity and know-how and willing to put up a good fight. And I think that's what Rand Paul did. He put up a good fight by filibustering. Ultimately, you know, it wasn't about John Brennan. It was about getting an answer to the question of the drone and killing Americans on American soil. Being able to assassinate somebody through the use of a drone. And the answer is the president doesn't have the power. According to Eric Holder, who answered Rand Paul with a big no, sending him a letter. And Rand Paul says, you know, thank you, I'm satisfied. So that cleared the way for the final Senate vote in the afternoon on Thursday. And he actually said, I'm happy with the answer. I'm disappointed it took a month and a half and a root canal to get it, but we got the answer. So 13-hour filibuster worked for Paul. And the senator says, you know, you criticized me saying that I want to be an obstructionist, because some people were arguing that. And he said, you use the leverage of your position and the procedures up here in Washington, I think, for a greater good. And I'm trying to do something I believe in. And I agree with that. I think Rand Paul's the real deal no matter what. He's authentic. So whether you like some of what he stands for or not, he is absolutely authentic. Think of his father. His father went out on big, giant limbs and was branded as a kook in the early days. And now people are completely embracing half of his ideas. Ooh, take away foreign aid because we're drowning in debt. Oh, yes, didn't Congressman Ron Paul say that? Federal Reserve, maybe we should check it out. Unbalanced power, quantitative easing, printing money with no backing. Maybe we should look into that. Ron Paul screamed about that while he was in Congress forever. So you could say that Rand Paul is a chip off the old block, because I think both men are very, very authentic types. They're not playing politics. I don't think that's the idea of their office. I think they truly believe. Moving along to some of the big things that happened in the week. You know, the kind of under the wire, what's now gone on is the fact that we have the son-in-law of Osama bin Laden, who was captured in Jordan, has been talking, and is going to be actually pushed through our court system instead of Guantanamo and a military tribunal. It's an interesting fair or foul question, because I think it's risky to have him, first of all, in New York City. But more importantly, this is now a test case for what could happen with others waiting in Gitmo. And that's a dangerous thing, my friends. If suddenly there was a push to completely vacate Guantanamo, and prisoners were moved to some other prison that was revamped in the United States, there's been talk of that, and ultimately were tried in the United States, I just don't think that's where we want to be. Why would they be tried in the United States? Why would they be given our constitutional rights, terrorists, the constitutional rights that we enjoy? I think it's a definite foul, without a doubt. A definite, definite foul. Because we played politics at the beginning of the show, I want to tell you about a poll that I read about. I am the poll princess, after all. If you've never heard that expression and you're thinking something else, get your mind out of the gutter. Never, never that kind of poll princess. But a new national poll shows that Hillary Clinton versus Chris Christie could be interesting in 2016, asking people to narrow it down and giving the answers. A Quinnipiac University poll asked American voters about 9 possible election matchups, and according to the poll, the former First Lady, the Democratic Senator from New York and Secretary of State, leads the Republican New Jersey governor 45% to 37%. The survey also shows Clinton would top Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida 50 to 34 and would beat Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, and the what the numbers would be there would be 50 to 38%. Wow. Hillary Clinton always, at least lately in the last few years, always polls high, always polling high. So there's interest in her, for sure. Wouldn't it be intriguing to see it come down to the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, and Hillary Clinton? But would Hillary Clinton, who's been very quiet about the possibility of running in 2016, would she really want to do that? I mean, she looked exhausted, like she was going to pass out after her last go-around as Secretary of State. I can't imagine that in one sense she would want to jump back into politics. I mean, it's kind of politics, but it is pretty heady to be the President of the United States. And she might have been a serious, serious challenger if Barack Obama hadn't decided to throw his name in the ring. And boy, that changed that election cycle for her completely. That would have been wild to have Bill Clinton in the White House. She's the First Lady. Then years later, she wins a bid for the White House, and he's the husband-in-waiting, I guess. I don't even know what you call it. How crazy would that be? Very is the answer. Very, very, very crazy. So the ebb and flow of what they're surveilling in this country and what they're not surveilling is always going to be in 2013. What we're most vigilant about, I think, because of the fact that we turn around and we don't know. It's something that surprises us, it seems like, almost on a daily basis these days. You think things are heading one direction, and lo and behold, they're headed in a completely different direction. Just like we are next, we're going to the movies. Time for the cheap movie reviews. Plus, DVDs. Maybe you want to see some of the DVDs instead of spending the big bucks to go to the movies. After all, now, I think you could go to a dollar theater. You still can do that. But if you don't have the patience to wait for a dollar theater, you're talking about at least $8-$9 for a ticket. Stay with us. Put your feet up and get ready to be entertained. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Red Dawn is a reboot of the 1984 classic where a group of teenagers look to save their town from an invasion. Not from the Russians, but this time from North Korean soldiers. A deadly plague is unleashed, turning the people of a sleepy seaside town into hosts for a mutant breed of parasites that takes control of their minds. This is after the mayor fails to heed warnings from two biological researchers from France who find a staggering level of toxicity in the water. The Bay is directed by Barry Levinson. In A Dark Truth, a former CIA operative turned political talk show host is hired by a corporate whistleblower to expose her company's cover-up of a massacre in a South American village. Based on the Fix-It Felix arcade game, Wreck-It Ralph is a 9-foot-tall, 643-pound villain. This animated comedy stars the voices of Glee's Jane Lynch and Al Bundy himself, Ed O'Neill.
Always look on the bright side of life.
I have to warn you, this week's comedy classic is going to make many of you my age feel really old. 34 years ago, Monty Python released one of the funniest movies of all time, and maybe one of the most controversial films of 1979. The Life of Brian was not so much parodying the life of Christ, but exploring the idea of what would happen if some poor schmuck was mistaken for the savior. When released in the US, it bore the brunt of religious protest everywhere it opened. It also ran foul of the Actors Guild because the Pythons played most of the speaking roles in the film. Today, it's as funny as it ever was. It's a great movie that will have you crying with laughter.
Now, you listen here. It's not the Messiah. It's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
With a bag.
I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
I like that song. I actually saw Spamalot, and it was cool. And he's right about The Life of Brian. When it first came out, man, people were furious about it. And now I think they kind of get it a little bit more. At least some people do. Anyway, great job, Jack. So there you go with the DVD releases. On to going to the movies. This is a movie that might be worth seeing on the big screen, especially if you have grandkids, kids, Or maybe you just like The Wizard of Oz. It's called Oz. Check it out.
Step this way. See the most wondrous sights imaginable.
Kansas is full of good men. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one.
I think it could be interesting. It's getting panned by some people. James Franco is the lead in this. And as we had our man in Hollywood, Stephen Showhead, on earlier in the week, he wasn't a big Franco fan. So that kind of caused him to say, eh, jury's out on this. We'll see what it does. They're expecting $80 million opening weekend at the box office. And, boy, it cost him a pretty penny to make it. So they're going to have to pedal fast to make up all of the money. We'll see how this remake actually does, the Three Witches and all that sort of stuff. We move from Oz to this one, Dead Man Down.
Revenge. I've never thought about it before. But when I saw you, I knew I had my answer. Beatrice.
Victor.
Why'd you follow me?
I wanted to find out more about you. I want to take you somewhere. I know why you really came tonight. You want to find out if the girl's been watching. You saw what you did. I saw you kill this man. The man who did this to me. I want you to kill him.
I don't think you'll beg for mercy. You wouldn't get it anyway.
This one, and so is Terrence Howard. I think it looks pretty interesting. probably better to wait for it on rental. We're going to trail out with this one also. A big shout out to Nathan Reeder for his help on the show. Great job, Nathan. Woo!
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Matt and Charles, they better watch out. They better watch out. All right, we're going to trail out with the ABCs of death. Nasty stuff. Man, horror movies, you gotta go and you gotta feel really positive about some of the worst things you're seeing on the screen. I like the imaginative stuff, even in a show now on TV. Kevin Bacon is the lead. It's called The Following, and it's on Fox, and it's getting some buzz. I think some of that is really, really clever. I never was a Saw person or The House at the End of the Street, that kind of stuff. You know, it's even like the Freddy movies and Jason, if you remember Halloween, the originals, very clever. There was a little intrigue there, and there was some of that scary where you didn't know what was going to happen. Something was going to pop out at you. And to me, that is scarier than the in-your-face craziness that happens in some of these new horror movies. It's more like a Stephen King novel that unfolds to me is the vintage, really good horror genre kind of stuff. So I wouldn't even go see that one. I know there's going to be an audience for it, though. I bet it does okay at the box office. Enjoy if you go to the movies, and if you see something, shoot us your cheap movie review. AmericaTonight.net. You could win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Stay with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you are driving your vehicle, really hold that wheel tight because you are going to be so jazzed by what I have to say. Even though we cannot go and see our White House, the Easter egg roll is definitely on. So, all is right with the world. 135 years we've been doing the Easter egg roll, and it stays no matter what our economic fortunes. If you had tickets to go to the White House, oh, so sorry. We cannot afford to let you into the White House. It's too many people to take you on the tours. So some kids from Iowa who hope to visit the president's home will get to do it in a sense because of the Easter egg roll. And that's the name of that tune. You can go on the South Lawn, but we can't let you go inside the house. I mean, the tours, of course, have become a political flashpoint because it's part of the budget battle thing. So we've cut that off. Jay Carney, the presidential press secretary, said that the Secret Service needs to make trade-offs like all federal agencies, and the options included canceling tours or furloughing staff or cutting overtime. And so to allow the Secret Service to fulfill its mission, the White House had to make the decision that they would have to temporarily suspend tours. So if you were hoping to get a look at the Rose Garden or any of the portraits on the wall, just any anywhere in the White House unless you're invited by the Obamas. You're not getting in. Even if you're a kid, you get to go to the Easter egg roll on the South Lawn. 35,000 people show up for that. It started in 1878 under President Rutherford B. Hayes. I know you all knew that when I said how long ago it started. And they sent out an email to tell the people who won the free lottery ticket that the event might not go off because of the budget battle. It turns out the Easter egg roll will go on, but not the tours. Like, so if they were hoping to get a tour, they wouldn't be able to do it. And I just wanted to break this down for you before we move on to the mailbag. I know you're jazzed about the mailbag. So 37 officers are assigned to being there at the White House, you know, during the Easter egg roll at a cost of $50 an hour, which includes benefits, right? So, and then the tours. So for the tours, they would do the same thing. So that would save $74,000 for a 40-hour week. So they're being reassigned to other duties to help reduce overtime costs. And even though 14 Republican senators sent the president a letter asking for the impact on White House staffing and what other cost-saving measures are being implemented, they're not getting the answer they wanted when it comes to tours. You know, the bummer thing is a lot of kids do tour the White House, and they love it. I mean, they're psyched about it. They want to go. So they want to go. It's a very popular thing to do, and you have to get the tickets from your congressperson or senator, and you have to wait usually for a while, and you plan the whole thing out and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's kind of a bummer when you're an 11-year-old, and this is what your social studies teacher has been talking about for, you know, half of the year. All right, enough about that. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Starting with this one from the dude. I guess you know that that's one of my favorite movies. We'll leave it at that. The dude says, Kate, what is with all the love for Chavez? I don't understand. And now the body of that dictator thug is on permanent display. Oh, yeah, it's preserved. A glass tomb at a military museum, not too far from the presidential palace in Caracas, where he ruled for 14 years. So he will be given that kind of treatment. Lenin had that treatment. Mao, Ho Chi Minh had that treatment. And now Hugo Chavez enjoys the same thing. More than 30 heads of government, by the way, are going to show up for the funeral, including the Castro boys, or Raul Castro, the Cuban president. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will be at the funeral. Gregory Meeks, a New York Democrat. Congressman William Delahunt, a Democrat from Massachusetts, former congressman. They're going to be there for the U.S. You know, Chavez, who is portrayed as a do-gooding kind of guy, you know, might have sent money in oil, but it's like blood money because of what ultimately he did to his people in Venezuela. But some of the people are glad. Some of the people are upset. It was 7 days of mourning. That's what they're doing. 7 days of mourning for Chavez, and people are waiting 10 hours to file past the coffin. So he will be in, he is there in a glass-covered coffin, wearing the olive-green military uniform and red beret of his paratrooper days, and looking, they say, gaunt and pale. That's it. So it's going to stay there forevermore unless something happens to his body. You know, if somebody tries to go in and steal it, and that sometimes happens, so they got to pay. In our country, we couldn't do it anyway because we can't afford the Secret Service or anyone else to guard it. So, sorry, we don't have the money for that. All right, let's take another one. This one from Joe in Vermont says, "Wow, North Korea deserves those sanctions, but to what avail? It seems like sanctions don't really carry much weight with these guys in Iran, in North Korea, in that matter, half of the places we try to hit with them. I understand that it's the way to use it diplomatically, the tool, but it's not truly a successful tool, don't you think? So will the sanctions bite hard? The U.S. ambassador thinks so, Kate. What do you think? Is Susan Rice all wet in this? Well, the penalties that they're doing, that they're saying in this resolution that was drafted with the U.S. along with China, which is the main benefactor of North Korea. So Beijing is saying that the focus should be to diffuse the tensions. What they're talking about is with the, you know, the money flow between the two, the sanctions there, I think could really hit. And that the key is the bite, as Rice would say, in ultimately what they mean, what's going to happen. And I think because of that, the suspicious cargo thing and the sanctions, what they do is they ban ballistic missile launches, nuclear tests, or any kind of provocation. They demand that North Korea return to nuclear non-proliferation, easy for me to say, treaty, you know, the treaty, the NNT, which condemns the ongoing nuke stuff like uranium enrichment. And it also will mean this inspections of suspicious cargo that comes to and from the country. So if they're going to do that and have to search all the cargo, that's going to be brutal. And North Koreans have been carrying around big suitcases filled with cash to move money. So the resolution expresses concern that the bulk cash transfers might be used to evade sanctions. So that also applies with the sanctions. So there's a freeze on financial transactions that could violate the sanctions that the UN threw in place. So that one would be good because they're going to flip out about that. So think about the cash transfers, the cash couriers. I don't think they'll be happy with that part in North Korea for sure. And the inspections. You know, the thing about, we demand that you don't have any tests. Well, they'll just say, and do whatever they want to do. But the cash thing is huge. When you do something to the banks, that's when sometimes you may get a reaction. I still think that Kim Jong-un is a wild card, and I don't know that he backs down. Let's put it that way. I don't think so. All right, this one comes to us from Kennedy, and Kennedy says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show for quite some time. I have to say I enjoy your offerings. Looking at what happened with the filibuster and Rand Paul, I have to say, as you did, bravo. At first, I admit I was a bit skeptical, but then I started to watch on C-SPAN and I got more into it. And plus I flipped up my Twitter. As you said, the Twittersphere went crazy, and I have to give it to him because he got the information ultimately that he needed, that he wanted, and he did it the old fashioned way. You don't get any satisfaction. You do ultimately what the job entails, and he did the job. It couldn't have been fun to be there for 13 hours, rambling on and on, at times making some good points and getting some love from his friends. It still was a very, very long stretch. And how interesting that immediately he got that letter from Eric Holder. So bravo to the senator from Kentucky. I would put him on that bench with Chris Christie, if there's any room, by the way, for 2016. 2016. Hey, remember, you can always send us an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Plus, when you go to the website, click on Facebook and friend us. And why not tweet us as well? That's there, too.
Yeah. Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Nice to meet you if you just tuned in. Osama bin Laden's spokesman and son-in-law has been captured by the U.S. Did you know that? It's what a senior congressman calls a very significant victory in the fight against al-Qaeda. Suleiman Abu Ghaith is expected to be in a federal court in New York on Friday in an initial hearing to face terror charges. The case marks a legal win for the Obama boys, his administration, which is trying to charge senior al-Qaeda suspects in our federal courts instead of military tribunals at the detention center at Gitmo. Oh, we are very familiar with this argument, aren't we? Pete King, the longtime congressman from New York, the former chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, credited the CIA, FBI, teaming up, catching this propagandist in Jordan within the last week. He said the capture was confirmed to him by some law enforcement officials. I was actually reading the docket. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. And this is interesting. Remember when they came up with the cockamamie idea to take the terror suspects and try them in a federal court in New York? And I thought it was the lamest idea that Eric Holder has ever uttered. And at first, boy, everyone was on board. The mayor, Michael Bloomberg, the longtime senator, Charles Schumer, everybody was psyched about this. Yes, try him in our court. Oh, Gitmo is inhumane. Close that house of horrors down. Why should they be on a floating island somewhere? Forget that. Bring him back. Put him in the U.S. Let's get this. Let's do this. Let's convert a prison. Except for the fact that it would cost a gazillion dollars, no joke, for all the security you would need in New York City to ensure that some horrific thing doesn't happen outside the courthouse, in the transfer, whatever. Or just in general, because now New York, which is always a target, would be even more of a target. So not necessarily the brightest idea. And when the House of Cards really came down on it, was when they realized how much it would cost to have all of the people that would have to be involved, the mountains that would have to be moved, the overtime, all that kind of stuff. It would cost too much, so New York doesn't want to pay for that, because who's going to pay for it? New York City would have had to pay for it. So then all of a sudden they backed off of the idea. Now they've got the son-in-law in New York City after this capture in Jordan, and the world is starting to find out about it. So what does that mean for security in the long run? A couple of people had some thoughts on that, including Senator Lindsey Graham, who said he shouldn't have come back to the U.S. Take a listen.
Why did you not send this person to Guantanamo Bay to be held as an enemy combatant for intelligence gathering purposes? You're putting people like this into federal court, giving them the same constitutional rights as an American citizen, but more than anything else, you're destroying the ability to hold them under the law of war for intelligence gathering purposes.
I have to say, I agree with Lindsey Graham completely, 100%. Why on earth not take them to Gitmo? Why do that? Let's take them on a tour of the Big Apple. Why not? It's not gonna be a good thing, I believe. I have a bad feeling about this one and for a whole bunch of different reasons. And Graham expressed the key things. Yeah, give them the same rights as Americans. I mean, you know, come on here. Give me a break. Here's what Congressman McCall had to say about getting all of that information in the first place.
This is a man who was in the inner circle of bin Laden's al-Qaeda operations, and now we have him alive, and he's talking.
That part's good. It's good that he's talking. It's good they captured him in Jordan. Just should have skipped dumping him off in New York City. What's that going to be like in that federal court on Friday? Every reporter naturally is going to be there. It's going to be just a giant neon sign. Of course, it's all over the pages of the New York Post, New York Times, and national news, I'm certain. It's a little bit buried, which I'm surprised, because I think this is a huge story in the making, if nothing else. I mean, yes, is it good that he's there and he's talking? Sure. But is it good that he's not doing the military tribunal at Gitmo versus being in New York? I go back to the security question again, among other things. Is this the right time for this? Something that should be tackled, I mean. Really? Certainly some of you have an opinion on that. Shoot it to me at americatonight.net or 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Don't worry, Nathan Reeder is on guard, just like an English Bobby. He'll pick up the phone, only he probably will talk to you a little bit more than the Bobby would talk to you. If you ever go to England, it's fun to try to, people try to just to distract the beef eaters, etc., and you can never distract them. It's amazing. Talk about concentration. They must not have any ADD, at least the people that apply for those jobs. But I think somebody has ADD in the government when they allowed this whole New York thing to happen. And, you know, this could be Eric Holder thumbing his nose at thumbing his nose for the administration at everybody who said, yeah, they shouldn't be tried. They shouldn't be brought here and tried in the United States. We can't have that happen. It'll be too risky, and they should be in Gitmo, and they should have be tried by a military tribunal. What are you thinking? Come on, no way, no way. So this is the way to thumb his nose at everybody who jumped all over Eric Holder for saying, let's do this thing. Let's do this. This is where we want to do it. Let's go ahead. And we can make it happen. We can go through the process right here in our own backyard. Ooh, think of how close. Think of how close this is to ground zero. The federal court is, you know, five dimes down from where the World Trade Centers were. So let's hope nothing untoward happens there as he goes through that process. Oh, boy, you hate to hear about these accidents, but quickly I'll tell you about this one. A New York town that started assigning armed police officers to guard a high school because of the Connecticut massacre suspended the program after an officer accidentally discharged his pistol in a hallway while classes were in session. How does that happen? Lieutenant James Janso, what were you thinking when you went after the officer, Sean McCutcheon? Well, he had to. Everybody heard it. McCutcheon suspended. They're investigating it. He was assigned to a high school in the Hudson Valley town of Highland in January. Nobody was injured. None of that kind of stuff happened. But it did go off at 1:30 in the afternoon, and that's not a good thing. And here I'm pushing big time for that because I think ex-cops or cops getting overtime, that kind of stuff, is great. You know, you kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, because you have somebody who's in there who can help the kids in case something happens. But yet, at the same time, you've got that added layer of protection. Anyway, one would hope, and I guess the thing is, you can't have an accident like that when people are so sensitive, as we should be, to what's happening with kids in these schools with the possibilities of some kind of crazy shooting. All right, I'm going to leave you with this one. It takes skills to trip on a flat surface.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.